Yiddish at the beginning of creation brings down that when Hashem wanted to create Adam in the world, Malachim were Makatrik. He said, it's Eno Roy Livra Esa'ag. Reiki has the Guf, which is Moishachim the Gufnius. It's very hard for him to be Matzliach. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Lamed Ches has a continuation. The Gemara says back and forth with the Seif Hashem created him. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Ches says that there were two Doiris when Malachim came back and they were Makatrig that Hashem created Adam. By Dara Mabel, when they were Mashris and Znus and Gezel, as Malachim came back to Hashem and said, look, the parts with Znus, the parts with Gezel, how could you create a person? And in the Dara Floga, which was Minos, they were Moirid Bashem, they wanted to do what they wanted to, and they were liberalists, kids are leftists, yeah. And they wanted to live life the way they want, they didn't care what Hashem wants. Oyapam, the Malachim came back and said, Be'emes, these are limudim for the galus we're in now, and the nisyemis that we're in now. These are things that we see, galus, like the Goyim says, everything in the Torah is l'doyre doyres. These are nisyemis that people have now. And the Malachim could look at people, and sometimes people could look at other people and say, why was he Nivra? Why was he, I can't believe he's around, he's not accomplishing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Adz Keina Anihu. That until I'm Mazakin Anihu, I'm Seifel and Adam. As Kipshuta, it means Hashem has Savlonis. And the Marshon Sanhedrin Lamed Ches says, Gavaldig Pshat in the Gemara. He says that, what does it mean, Adz Keina? The Gemara says, Rashi in this week's parsha, on the first of the Aseres HaDibros, Rashi says, Anichi Hashem Elokecha, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala to them in Har Sinai, Hashem was Megala to them, Kizokim Mole Rachamim. As Masha says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the Malachim. What are you tying on people? Dor HaFloga, Dor HaMabel, Be'ez Hashem is going to be a Torah. And where the Torah is Tavlan Lekol Yetzer Haris. Torah helps a person to reach his target. As Emes, a Adam on Torah, without Torah, the Malachim have a time. Why did I create a person? But once there's Matan Torah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, as now Barasi Torah Tavlan. Torah has the koyach to help a person reach his potential, to reach the heights, to reach where he's supposed to reach. And that's the oimik of what by Kabbalah Satayra, when the Yidden said Nasim and Ishma, they were zeicha to a keser. What is a keser be misamel? A keser is misamel, somebody who reaches a chshivis, he reaches a madrega, he reaches a height, he came to his potential, he lived up to the heights that he was created for. And that's why the Luchais, the Balaturim, this week's parsha says, have keser letters. Why 620 letters? The lametva, that lima taira, is what puts the keser b'roish kol adam. That's what brings out the best in a person. As it's very important to be oimidu mischazik together, what taira does to a person, what taira means to a person. But people like to say, they think, okay, that's talking about the big Gdolim, the big Sadiqim, the Yashir, Chaim Kanievsky, Rav Asher Arieli. But me and you, thus is Shoyin, we're not talking about Keser HaTorah. That's not Keser HaTorah, especially a person who goes out into the business world. Because he's not Zeicher to Keser HaTorah. Yisachar Kol HaZvulin. He's not a Yisachar. It's a big, big mistake. And Tzarech L'Hashrish B'Kol Echad V'Echad, that every person has a chelik in Torah that's miyapehim, migadalim, and miraimimim. Over there in Har Sinai, there were 630,000 yidden that all of them got a keser. Not all of them were the shvitz masmidim. In fact, there was Shevet Zvulun. The whole Shevet Zvulun was there. And afilu achi, they were zeicha to the Keser HaTorah. And there were many yid who weren't sitting and learning 18 hours a day in the Beis Medrash. Because kamoisha achshav, gam sham. Not everyone is miyuit. Not everyone could live. Aye, so what does it mean you have a Keser HaTorah? So I want to speak out a yisoid, which is so important. There were loads of bachim that used to come to the Stipler, that used to come to the Chazei Nish, that they're miskasha v'limudam, they're not being matzliach in yeshiva, they're not being matzliach in Torah. And many, many times, over and over again, the same kivun went over. What do people think is a mutzlach in Torah? Somebody who everyone knows about. He has this bomb kasha, especially in the middle of Shir. The Rebbe asks a question and he says a teret. Shh, he's a knacker bacher. Oh, he got into a certain yeshiva. Oh, he's chashuv a guy. If you didn't, forget about it. Oh, yeah. People don't realize, or, you know, him, if you would give him a mivchan, a test, he would mamish, even like at the end of this month, you could test him from the beginning to the end, he'll get 100 on it and he wouldn't have to study. Oh, that's a guy who remembers what he's learning. That's a Baal Kishon, that's a Madriga and Limud. And the Chazei Nish and the Stipler used to say over and over to Bachram, learning Gemara, Rashi, Tosis, and understanding it, Zehu, the Keser of a person. They used to ask Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv used to love to be Mapalpil, the Limud. Yet he had his Darum Kavuim of hundreds of Dafim. He used to learn hours and hours of Gemara, Rashi, Tosis. They asked him once, "Why are you learning Gemara, Rashi, Tosis so much? You know it already, about Peh, backwards and forwards." A little bit, a musag of what he was. The first time Reb Chaim Knievsky's wife, who was the daughter of Reb Yashiv, went to her mother and she wanted to bring for the siyum of Reb Chaim Knievsky, the yayin for the siyum that nowadays they sell for stucco. They wanted to bring it to Reb Yashiv, her husband finished Kol HaTaira Kula. Like Reb Tzimi Yashiv looked at her daughter and says, "What's the chiddush? Your father does it every month." Whoa, those are musagim. Ah. But vinish vi, over and over and over again. Yes. Why are you learning so much Gemara, Rashi? You're Reb Eliashiv. You should be handling the Mishloach Melech, the Reb Chaims, the Brisker Ravs, the Ksaises, the Reb Akiva Eger. And Reb Eliashiv answered something so powerful. Gemari Rashi Taisis is the lechem and the mayim of the neshama. That's what nourishes the neshama. There is nothing like Gemara Rashi Taisis. Understanding Gemara Rashi Taisis. That's how important it is. They were bachrim that they felt they weren't mutzlachim belimud. The story of one bachrim, mamish, was holding by leaving yeshiva, going to the army. He went to the Chazei Nish. He sat with him for 15 minutes. The boy left, and he sat with him for half an hour, I'm sorry. The boy left, and he became one of the big Rosh Yeshivas. As the Rosh Yeshiva afterwards, he came over to him, and he said to the Chazei Nish, "What did you do with the Bachar? Like, what did you tell him? Could you tell me? I'd love it. This is great. I'd love to know what to tell the Bacharim in Yeshiva, how to keep them, how to inspire them." The Chazei Nish said, "You know what I did with him? I learned with him Gemara, Rashi, Tosis. But we did it with such a geschmack. That's it? You didn't give him a whole sicha, you didn't have a whole knisa, a whole asifa, lekavod haTorah. I just sat and learned Gemara, Rashi, Tosis. Oh. But I learned it, and we chazed it, and I made the Bachar say it over to me, the Gemara Klar, the Rashi Klar, the Tosis Klar. And he had a geschmack in it. And he stayed in learning. And he became a Riziger Talmud Chacham." Oh. It's very, very important. Learning Gemara, Rashi, Tosis, Klar, what it does to the Neshama, it's the bread, it's the water, it feeds us, it helps us to grow. We'll say something else. Learning Chumash. learning Shnayim Mikra Ve'echet Targum. The Grace Olam Donim, look at Shnayim Mikra Ve'echet Targum. That's for the Kindalach and Cheder. I'm a big boy now. I look at some of them, I wonder what they mean, but 18, 19, 20, I don't need to learn Mishchumish Rashi anymore. I'm a London. I'm holding Rabbi Kiveg Exaisim. You're telling me Chumash Rashi? A joke. And they don't realize what the words of Chumash, the Ramchal writes in one place, Al Derech Soid, the words of Chumash, the way it's Makadish and Meroimim the Neshama, it's Nifla B'Yaisar. If you'd only have a little bit of a clue what every word of Chumash, every word of Rashi does to Neshama. Mishnayis. You will skip it, Mishnah, Isis, Neshama. These are things that would enhance us, that would connect us to Torah, that would build us, that would be Meraimim us on a whole different level. It's so important to re-machadish inside ourselves the Chshibis of basic Torah, Gemara, Rashi, Tosis, chazaring it over 4 times. Learning it again and again, saying it over, back and forth, again, going through the Gemara. We learn with Rav Asher, the Seder was first he would learn it through quickly, Gemara Rashi Taisis. Then he would learn it again, and he would shtel on it. If you try to shtel on it the first time, forget about it. You don't know what you're learning. What are you shteling? And asking a question. You have to learn the whole sugya first. Then he would shtel, go over again and shtel on it, and then he would chazer a third time before he finished, just to make a sikkum of what we learned. Rav Asher was someone who was born on fast forward. Yeah. His mind works unbelievably clearly with a lot of different rabbeim. Posh never saw a mind like that. He grasped everything with its depth so quickly. He's the one person I thought when he would learn quick. He mamash flies through everything. He has such a good havana. And if anything, slowly chazering it over the basics again and again. It was a little human. It took a lot of patience on my part to get used to doing it. It was very, very hard. Not used to learning that way, but it mamash was such a training. It's a riesige steiging, yeah. Many people, they get caught up on one point in the sugya, and they spend like an hour and a half on their one point in the sugya, and the Gemara Rashi Taifa's wife and Klali, they're not focused in on, because they learned in America. But kachoisim, you have one kasha, you go over to everyone, you hack around, you handle with it, one Rav Chaim, one this, and you handle for 2 days, you're handling in it. Yeah. And Pasha, we forgot, just Gemara Rashi Taisus. Learn it through, get it clear. Yeah. There's no appreciation of what it is, what it does to a person. Some Olag Delem, the way they boxed, was Gemara Rashi Taisus, basic Divrei Torah. And that's the Keser Shava Adam. That's what gives you a Sibuk, it's Makadish and Raymond, it gives you a connection. The words of Aseres Adibris, Bizman Hazeh, most yeshiva bachrim, when they learn Aseres Adibris, do they get excited? No, I know that already. When I was in Cheder, they tested me on them. It's kids play. Some people don't even do Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum in Pasha, because... And they don't realize, the Keser is Aseres Adibris. It's the biggest keser on your head. And Bachum, come on, I can't figure this out. Because we lost the understanding, we lost a certain connection of what Divrei Torah is, every word of Torah, what it does to the neshama, what it does to the person. How important it is to reconnect and re-understand what Torah does. We say in Tehillim, in Kapitel Yutes, Toiris Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh. Zog the Miri on this pasuk in Tehillim, so powerful. There is not one problem in life that a person has. There is not one Choylei HaNefesh, which he says, just like this Choylei HaGuf, this Choylei HaNeshama, there's different Yitzharim that Bachrim have. And when you get older, you have different Yitzharis. all the Yetzaharas and all the problems, Tyrus Hashem Tumima, it's so complete, it's Neshivas Nafesh. It can solve every problem in the world. There is not a problem that Torah can solve and be misakin a person and help a person to grow. A person connects to Torah Kiroi. Tyrus Hashem Tumima, Yeshivas Nafesh, Edus Hashem Nemana, Machkimas Pesi. You could have people that live life and they run after such narishkeit. Why? Because they're not connected to Torah Kiroi. When you connect to Torah Kiroi, you could look at light with a totally different light. And you could talk to people. You won't get through to them if they're not connected to Torah. Torah is what gives us the chachma to understand what we're here in the world for. How we could really be Mis'ale and Mis'raimim. Yeah. There are certain people that if they have on their sweater the word boss, as they feel they're the boss. Big letters, boss. Been showing the boss. It says on my sweater even, I'm the boss. And they don't realize that what you wear is not you. They're Mishagoyim that wear that sweater too. People with big tattoos all over their body that are real Mishagayim, that they wear this sweater, they're real Mushchasim, and they don't deserve any kavod. You just have to go in the store and buy it. It doesn't say they don't give you a faher before you buy it. Every Mushchas, and it doesn't mean anything. And then there are people that their neshama is a tselem Elokim. Their actions are a tselem Elokim. The boss is written all over them. In everything they do, in the way they act, Hashem, who's the real boss, is written on them as a person. You see that person, he's elokustik. He's a ruchnistik person. He's a echer mensch. Yeah. He's got the real boss, not Hugo. Yeah. He's got the real boss on him. Oh. He's poshit a echer mensch. Oh, but we live in a world that pulls us so much that we go after the narishkeit. If you don't connect to Torah, it's gonna happen. Because you need that deep connection. How much connection do you need? How many hours a day? How many chalakim of Torah? Every person is a world. But if you, in your level, in your capability, in the time you have, if you're trying to connect and trying to make the connection and putting an effort in connecting, every word of Torah has a gewaldige koyach to be mashpia on you. When the word of Torah is done with a real trying, with a real effort, with a real avoida, the more harder, the more you put into it, the more the Torah is mashpia. As Torah is a real eye-opener. It's a real makadish. It's a real meroimim. But you have to want to do it. It has to mean something to you. The Ramchal writes in Derech Hashem, the hashpa of Torah is tali on how much you want to learn it, how much you want to bring it into you, how much you machshiv it. And that's very powerful. If you're just learning it because this is the system, this is what I got to do, it's not mashpia the same way. But when you're learning it, because I realize this is going to make me, this is going to make me something special, it's going to change me, I need every word of it, makes a difference in my life, as then the Torah is mashpia on a whole different level. Nasa v'nishma, they were zeicha to a kesa. When they were makabel Torah, before they even learned the whole Torah, the etzim kabbalah to learn, is already Makadish and Yeroimim and Yezeichet to a Kesa. Because it's the Ratzim Pnimi and the Avoida to make it happen, which is Makadish and Mizavik the person to Torah in a whole different way. And it connects him in a whole different way. Kafi the Ratzim and the Chuka, kafi the effort you put into it, Boy Bamida, the Torah is Makadish, Meroimim, Mizachech, and it lifts the person up to a whole different level. Tayris Hashem Temima Mishivis Nafesh. You have to have the magic clue, and that is learning Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Chumash, every word. When you connect to those words, they connect deep, deep, deep. They change you deep, deep, deep. They're building the keser inside you deep, deep, deep. It's very chashuv. Don't fall asleep in middle. It's really important. You're going to miss out on something that's going to have an impact on you. It's going to change you. The more work you put into it, the more effort you put into it, the more you'll appreciate it. But it's very important. It has to go with the appreciation of Torah b'shvil ha-Torah. It's not if everyone's going to know about me, everyone's going to chop, I'm a goy. It's more if I'm learning Torah and I'm getting the Torah. I want the Torah, but then it goes into me. As one of the most beautiful moments in the history of Klal Yisrael was when the Yidden said Naseh Nishma. They were zeicher to a keser. La'asid lavay, the Gemara in Brachas Yitzayin of Rebbei says, when the Shiach comes, we're going to be zeicher to the keser again. We lost the keser by the Chedo Ego. But la'asid lavay, kishiyavay Mashiach, we're going to get the keser back again. The same way we were zeicher to the keser meikara with Naseh v'nishma, boy v'mi that's tali. When we learn the parsha, let's be mizbaynet, let's be mechazik in what matan Torah is. It says man hamisugal lekach. We could be mechazik together on a whole different level. Kriya meireres this is man to mechazik achshivas haTorah together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matin with the ava g'deila. I took you out of Mitzrayim. I brought you to give you the Torah. I did so much for you, and I'm giving you the Torah. Mitoich ava rabba, because I want the best for you. This is Torah Hashem Temima Meshivas Nafesh Machimas Besi Pkudei Hashem Yisharim Misamchei Lev. This is good for you. The boy b'mida we believe in it, and we nachse v'nishma it. Boy b'mida we'zeicha that the beauty inside of us comes out. And we'll be zeichah to our keser. Kol echad kifi mashavu. Every person on their level. His beauty will come out. His real specialness will come out. He won't need it to be advertised on the clothing that he's wearing. Because he's going to emanate it for real. He's going to be a real beautiful person. Because the Torah is going to be miyapahim and megadolim and berayim him. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai. He was zeicher the karnei ha'hoid. He was mushba from the Torah kol kach. Spoy b'midah, we go in with that shuka, that bren, shem yaza. We should be misale, misraymen together. It should bring out the yoifi shel kol echad ve'echad. And be'ez Hashem, we should be zeicher together to see. Have the Kisrei HaTorah be muchser to every one of us for his effort and his limud and his connection to Torah. Chop what you can to make the keser as beautiful as possible. Because your keser is in your hands. And you beautify it, the more you invest, the more you put on it, the more beautiful every one of you will be.